Yes? Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's always a pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience. So here we are today, and it's a nice day. I hope it's a good one for you. And each day it seems like there is an extraordinary happening that's going on that we must be aware of. And, you know, we need to be informed and we need to find out just what's going on in so many ways. That's the point of this show, to be sure that we are informed on the issues that are out and about every day. And so today we have a lot of good things lined up for you. As always, we try to get that information to you. And so hopefully you will be able to hear from a lot of different ideas. We have scheduled for this first hour, as soon as we get the correct number for a Mr. Bruce Funk here in Utah, who made headlines across the globe a few years back in regard to electronic voting machines and whether or not we should go in that direction. And then we have had the concerns of voting ever since. We have had many questions about presidential candidates having the proper votes in many states, and a lot of questions. As still, there are some states who are endeavoring to have a difference, a paper ballot returned, you know. And so we just don't know how this is going to end up with everything and the proper candidate getting through. Today we hear that the controversy in Minnesota, I believe, has been somewhat solved. We have Al Franken declared the winner in the state of Minnesota Senate race. Seems to me the election was in November, and yet here we are after months of trial. And still there's the question whether Norm Coleman will still attempt to have another exposure to this and continue in the courts. The three judges said that they agreed that Mr. Franken had finally won.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Once again, I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and today's guest on this hour is a gentleman from Utah, Mr. Bruce Funk. Good afternoon. Are you with us, Bruce?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me, Barbara.
All right. We're in a new venue on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I would just like to say thank you to producers far and wide who help schedule and make the broadcasts possible. They do a lot of fancy footwork as we come on the air. Well, Bruce, how are you? You know, I thought of you when the President of the United States, Barack Obama, fired the CEO of General Motors. I thought of you when a business entity and a governing body, so-called, could fire an elected official. Anyway, the two of you are connected in my mind. I just thought I would tell you, I thought of you, of that when that recent event took place.
Well, I think appreciate that. And like I say, I keep busy, and I still follow what's going on across the country. And, you know, the things that are happening in the financial world, you know, I have the same concerns as you do. And what they're able to do and force people out of positions just amazes me.
Well, you know, Bruce, our broadcast today will be going far and wide and especially all across the United States. And so there might be some listeners out there that will call in from afar or have something going on in their state like unto happened here to you in Utah in Emory County. But in appreciation of those listeners, if you could just kind of recap what happened to you in 2005 and 2006, around that time frame, I believe it was. Correct me on any of that yearly date, but let them know what occurred to you because you asked a few questions and wanted to know a few answers as an elected official serving in your capacity to look over the voting system of your county.
Okay, I could do that, and I'll try and keep it as short as possible and hope that if people have questions, they can either go to the internet or black box voting or a number of places and find more detailed information or email me myself. But as you're aware, I was the elected county clerk for 23 years in Emory County, and my prime responsibility, as I always saw, was the oversight of the election. And we had implemented optically scanned ballots, and then the state came along and 2005 and forced us into taking on the Diebold. And after I received the Diebold machines, we rejected a number of them and then was asked to go back through the machines when I found that a number of them had low memory. And I'm thinking, what does this mean? And I even talked to Sherry Swenson in Salt Lake, and they had told her it's because of the fonts on the machines that caused the low memory. Well, the night of the March 27th in 06, I asked their chief computer person who was there. They were meeting in a secret meeting earlier with Diebold attorneys, representatives from Lieutenant Governor's office, their legal counsel, the Emory County Commission, their legal counsel. I had asked for where is my legal counsel because under Utah law, as an elected official, I am to be provided legal counsel. But the county attorney said I wouldn't need any because, you know, that they weren't going to consider anything. But in light of all that, when I found this low memory, and then I confronted Diebold about it, they again told me that it was because of the font. Now, rather than just saying okay, like Sherry and a number of the other county clerks did, I said, what do you mean? And I forced him into saying, these are new machines out of our California warehouse. They have other languages loaded onto them, and that's why the low memory. Well, then I find out I have three versions of machines, and I also find out that, you know, they wouldn't admit to me there, but former Secretary of State Kevin Shelley calls me last year and tells me that they used these machines in a primary in 2004 in California. And I said, I now knew that some counties required multiple languages on them. And that's what was on those machines that I suspected that night, was these were used machines with multiple languages on them. And they are telling me that everything is fine, and they're telling Utah people and other states that everything is fine. Well, when I got a recording of that public session, I went back to him and found out that somewhere in the chain of custody of that recording, of that meeting, it was in the possession of the county attorney, David Blackwell, here. And before they released that recording to me, as I'd made a public records request, they had deleted all of those things out of there, which to me was an admission that I was right. But rather than allowing me to see and document what Diebold would do to these machines, they threatened me with some $40,000 to $50,000 in damages that I'd supposedly done to the machines as far as the integrity now of the election in Utah and across the United States. And I said, no, you know, I need to be here and see what Diebold does to these machines. And they said, no, that's not going to happen. And as a result, Diebold brought in technicians, charged the county like $1,260 a day in order to drum up costs. And they locked my doors, locked me out as an elected official. And my life has been very interesting since then.
Well, now, I just need to clarify for myself. When you found out that they were the space that you were concerned, that they didn't have enough space on these little disks or whatever, as I'm listening.
Memory storage.
The storage was lacking for what you knew needed to be done. You didn't find out until just recently that they were the multiple languages and they indeed were used machines. Is that correct?
I haven't been able, and I can't say, you know, on the advice of my attorney at one time, he said, you need to use the word, in my opinion, so that I can't be sued.
But okay, in your opinion, and help me with mine, the revelation that gave you credibility to your concerns about the multi-language story on the disks has been of recent information to you, or you knew at the time? My question.
Well, that night I suspected it, but it has recently been confirmed to me.
And when you say that, what time frame are you telling me? That's what I need to know. Has it been within the year?
This year.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is so amazing. Look at this story here. We were talking about 2006. Is that the year when they decided to lock your door and tell you as an elected officer that you no longer belonged in that office in Emory County? Was it 2006?
Yes, that meeting took place on March 27th. They locked my doors, changed the locks on April 1st. The other interesting thing is that I have also had confirmed to me, you know, this kind of conspiracy thing that was drummed up that night, because this $40,000 to $50,000, I kept seeing things little in the newspaper, the county commissioners say we're going to apply for HAVA funds. Well, the interesting thing to me was it was confirmed to me that Mr. Herbert had contacted Emory County after this thing had all passed by and said, send me a bill. And so you know that it was, a hashed up thing just to get rid of me because of what they thought I suspected or knew at the time. And so the state of Utah did reimburse Emory County. I confronted Mr. Herbert just a few nights ago, and he denies that, which tells you the caliber of people we're working with.
Well, we know about lies and greed and empowerment and control. We get a lot of those things happening these days. Where are the good people, the good leadership, and for what purpose? Now, Diebold must have promised the moon to Mr. Herbert. What would be the incentive for him to be so dictatorial about all counties having these electronic voting machines?
It was a done deal even before the selection committee had made their recommendation, because I had called a county in California that was of comparable size, same number of voting precincts. It was like Madoco or something. And I talked to that county clerk, and she says, this is before Emory County was locked in anything. She says, why are you calling me? She says, Diebold is telling us that all of Utah has gone with Diebold. And I says, no, myself and several other counties have still not signed over yet. And, that was one of my indications that this thing was done. There was rumors that the SNS sales representative in our meetings, our annual meeting, the spring meeting in Layton, Utah, in 2005, received a call from...
We're going to go to break, sir. We're going to go to break here, and we'll be right back. Just hold your thought. You're on RBN across the nation.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hi there. Welcome back. We're talking to a county clerk of Emory County. He had served his county for numerous years, and he was concerned about how good the voting machines were going to be for his county. You asked a few questions. You even imported an expert, didn't you, to really analyze what kind of machines that you were getting. The year 2006 comes now 2009, and a verification, of course, that the capability of the machines was distorted and wasn't what was said. They were used machines out of California with multiple languages entered in. But that didn't soften the blow. You were locked out, strong-armed, out of your office of many service years, and with very little recourse. You're letting us know that even now you ask the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Utah, Gary Herbert, whom I know personally, and a nice-looking guy, always pleasant, and yet he's not telling the truth on this issue. And I think the very frightening part to me is that no one in high places, and maybe citizens in normal places, seemed concerned enough that the integrity of the voting of the state of Utah would be held in high definition of being correct. Isn't it amazing that this would occur?
Yes. It and like I say, it's not only in Utah, but Utah seems to be kind of the main heart of the thing. I gave the same information to Senator Orrin Hatch in the very beginning in 06 of what was found and the seriousness of it. I have repeatedly made email contacts with him, and Senator Bennett, I finally made personal contact with him the other day. It was like, well, I've never heard of this before. And yet, I have been contacting them all along. No one will answer or respond to anything. You remember the time that the Attorney General was on your show, and then I made arrangements for him to talk to me?
Yes, I do.
And when I finally got him on the phone and explained the situation, he said to me, I believe they may have violated your civil rights. And that's where it's dropped. And never response to anything dealing with me and this issue. I can't get anyone. It's like it's so political and tied in with Diebold that no one's going to look at it. And I think the best thing that I'm going to do is that I'm going to produce a book outlining all the details, all the facts of elections, and everything that has transpired maybe this summer. And I think it needs to be a matter of record, and let the public judge me and judge these people. I just wrote on the 24th to the governor of Utah, you know, talking about these same issues and say, you need to meet me. I'd appreciate it if we would. Never a response. Because they label you in Utah just as they have Kathy Dopp, Mike Ridgway, you know, and they kind of squelch everyone. I had one of the newspaper editors say to me one day, you know, if the truth were known, you weren't a part of this paper because the information I had and was giving to them. But somewhere in this whole process and them following up on me, corporate America, I should say the media, you know, has shut them down. They don't even answer my emails. And they were close friends.
You know, we have Gary in California. Gary in California, welcome.
Yes.
Have a question?
Good afternoon. Good morning here still.
All right.
But anyway, as I'm listening to this story, I mean, I'm hearing the same story that was mentioned on the Ellen Stang show by that attorney, how she was shut down by the United States Supreme Court, papers being missing, all, you know, things happening. The one thing that I do know is I think it's Sheriff Mack. If you get a hold of him, the sheriff is the highest official in that county. He can actually chase federal officials out of there. So yeah,
well,
I mean, they can't mess with
the sheriff. The sheriff was part of those meetings that ousted me.
Well, he needs to be taken to task.
That's right.
You might have to get over and turn like
corruption down here.
Like that attorney that was just on the Ellen Stang show today, you might call him up and find out what her name is. Of course, she's going. She has plaintiffs. They're going after Obama and some of the stuff that's going on there. But you know, she might be able to match you another attorney to you that really could help if you want to get a hold of me. After the show, okay, because I don't want to get my phone number, I can give you the name of a person that does law in Washington. It's very good at this stuff.
Well, you know, Gary, you're calling from California, and of course, there was concern over voting in California.
Oh, absolutely.
And then didn't California decide to not have the voting machines because of this issue? It seemed like they at least slowed down on some of their acquisition of electronic machines.
Yes, and then we sat there. I was at a convention, a Republican thing, and they were having a straw vote.
Okay, sir, we're going to go to a break. I think I can hear the music.
Okay.
And then we'll be back and continue your comment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Over this issue, there have been comments from the New York Times calling it the nuclear bomb because of the capability or lack of capability to secure the vote with electronic voting machines. This is a grave and serious issue. We're going to return to our caller in California. You were just helping us understand what goes on in California. And we also have said because of the occurrence in Utah 2006, 2007, many states declined to go forward with the electronic voting machines. Gary, the mic is yours.
Yeah, the issue we have here, that what you just stated, when you have the enemy that's got enough power that have gotten into office with these machines, and then when you discover them, he's not going to let you uncover them because that's how him and all of his boys can take over. They're not getting taken over by public vote. What they're doing is they're taken over by cheating and lying. And then as they get there, then they threaten the media or they get into parts of the media to where the information is not given out. And then they do all the way to the top office like they've done with the intruder that's in the White House right now. So what we have going on here is it was a quiet war, secret hand war, that was done not with tanks and guns, but it was done with shrewdness, lying, and deception. And money. And that's what happened to this elected official here, because you sit there and you look at Orrin Hatch. At one time, he had some integrity about himself. Today, he lacks none. Yeah, he has no no integrity whatsoever, and yet he still is able to be the senator of that state. You have to sit there and say, well, I wonder how the ballot boxes have been stuffed for him, because he's awful. And, of course, we have two awful ones here in the state of California. You just can't beat the big money, it appears like.
Can you imagine someone from the office of the lieutenant governor? How about a Utah elections official, a legal counsel from the attorney general's office? And they all flew down in company with the executives from Diebold and had a closed meeting on Mr. Funk's territory, and then decided he couldn't be in the meeting. These things you read about in other countries, but here in Utah, that occurred with very little concern.
Well,
now,
I think
Mr.
issue
Funk,
that has to be looked at here is I think this gentleman here, who's an elected official, to get together with that county that elected him in there, number one, and bring a suit against these attorneys for not fulfilling their obligation and denying him due process of law. He was denied due process. And those people in that county have been denied due process. That's what has to be brought forward somehow. He was denied due process. The Constitution of this country states that you are entitled to due process under the Fifth Amendment. Obviously, these guys don't think that that works. They think that we're still in Russia.
Yeah.
Well,
and you realize the highest legal authority we have in Utah is the Attorney General, who is well aware of what took place and is not doing anything.
Him telling me, as he sat there in the foyer of the studio, why, this is Bruce Funk on the line. And I said, well, yes. And so, anyway, the conversation went on. How can he say he didn't know anything if in that original entourage of onslaught into the county with all the officials, there was a legal counsel from the office of the attorney general in that group?
Well, he has to get a hold of my friend up in Washington and find out how to put a suit together on this.
Mr. Funk, what do you say to that kind of approach, a lawsuit?
I guess my interest is not in myself and gaining retribution in that. I guess my real concern is making elections and the election process, you know, of the highest integrity. And that's what I want the people to understand is there is a very serious problem out there.
Well, you've
we
got to
a lot of
about it unless you attack them. See, they attacked you. They attacked the people of that county. And by attacking the people in that county, they're attacking me. And just like I stated, we went to a function, and we watched, and we saw the ballot box being stuffed. I mean, we flat saw it. We know that this is going on. But yours gives a prime opportunity to start up a fund where we can all donate money. Let's get you into court. Let's get this thing high profile so everybody can see who's cheating and who's not cheating.
Well, you know, it's our vote at stake. It's the authenticity of this country at stake. And Mr. Funk, you know that is the most valuable tool that can be provided a citizen. Is that not the case?
That's very much true.
A grand jury should be called together on this. As a matter of fact, on one of the stations I heard, it might have been even this young lady's station or Ellen Stang, I'm not sure, about the grand juries and how they've taken them down, but they're still alive. They just said they're dormant.
We lack the backbone in America, I think. We lack the backbone.
You know, it's the fourth, it's what they call the fourth government. It's the people. You see, you have the president, you have the Congress, and you have the judiciary, and when none of those are functioning, then we're entitled to a grand jury. And all this type of stuff, it's just an opportunity now. Of course, it costs money. You have to set up a nonprofit fund, you know, so we can get the money to go forward with his case to the grand jury, wherever we got to take it, and let's get it moving. Because they cheated the people. They cheated the people.
It's interesting to think in terms of computers and in looking at Black Box and other websites on this issue. they kind of remind the folks that when there is a glitch in a computer and it's consistent, like in voting, someone maybe has entered the problem. And I have this quote here: "There is no such thing as a computer glitch. The word implies that maybe, and we all think this way, that the programming was incorrect and there's a problem. But they're suggesting, those who understand computers, that they have to have input to make them correct or incorrect. And so there is a software problem, and then someone should ask the question, from whence does the software problem come? That they're just not there automatically sometimes. There's some kind of an input. And so we can't discount the fact that there's that kind of capability. Who was giving the instructions to cause the computer to, in some cases, select people to be off from a certain data list, who had either voted or who had died or moved? Who was programming the instructions to do this activity of when they're dropped off a voting list?
Well, you know,
happens
here in California, I ran for office once here, political office. I ran for the state legislature. And I was out doing, you know, like all good politicians do, you know, wearing out shoe leather on your shoes, knocking on doors with a precinct list that they gave me. I went to this one house that had 26 voters registered to it. And it wasn't even a house, it was a lot. And I called up the registrar voter. I said, you know, there's a lot over here. You know, I'm a candidate, and it's got 26 registered voters here. You can't have that. And they were Mexicans. They can't have that.
Can there you believe?
There were people in that. And they have this all over the place. What we have to do is go back to the old ways. Two things. First of all, if you miss a main election, okay, you're purged from the list. That's number one. Number two, well, actually it's three. Number two, you have to go to the registrar of voters to register to vote. And number three, you register with a ballot that's given to you, and it goes in a ballot box, and it's counted. That's how you get it fair. Get these opportunists that are taking the opportunity to make a lot of money off of communist money, which has been stolen through us through taxes, not the ability to do what they do. And this is what we have to do.
Mr. Funk, are you familiar with the ideas of the electronic voting machine being capable of being so hacked it can happen? Or are you concerned about the lack of credibility in the counting of the ballot? What, I know you didn't have the memory that you wanted, but what were some of the other features that you were concerned about? But I'm concerned about the fact that there has to be some kind of a powerful entity, we'll call it, to deprogram the lists in order to kick them out. And there would be control over that by some unnamed party. Isn't that not true?
Well, and this goes back to the original investigation that was conducted by these outside independent individuals. And I appreciate Gary's comments because he's right on top of things.
Well, can you imagine going to a lot and finding it empty and having 36 registered voters, my great Scott?
Yeah. But, Harry, the security experts found three passworded back doors at three different levels of security in the program, which was designed in there on purpose. You don't have back doors to upgrade new software and this type of thing. I understand from what I've followed through is that no way can you trust these machines, because all that has to happen is any technician or anybody with computer experience can hack those and no one will even know it. And the results will be verified by the paper audit that comes out. Everything will match up beautifully, but they just can't be trusted. We have to get back to something like in Humboldt County, California, where they allowed public citizens in that the integrity people there to actually run a side-by-side tallying of the votes, and what they'd found out was that the tabulators had miscounted things.
I mean, like Barack Obama won on the computer, but then when you go to the ballots, another candidate won?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And so it's serious, and no one seems to think that it is, and no one in Utah is going to believe it. Because
well, you know, if you come out with the idea and keep it in your mind that, according to the information I've been able to glean, all computerized voting systems are hackable. There's no – every one of them can have that problem. But even a greater concern is the potential of manipulation by insiders that we don't even know or see.
Here's the thing that's absolutely amazing. Now, both of you guys sit there just for a second while I explain this here for a second. They come out and they say, well, we have this expert computer operator or computer programmer, whatever you want to call him, the computer guy, that even owns a small company, says it's impossible and he's fixed it to make it all impossible. But there's one thing they forget to tell you. This computer guy can be bought and paid for, and he could belong to them already. And they can build him up as a top computer guy. So what you're doing is saying, we're going to take this rat and let it come in here, and instead of looking at a rat, you're going to look at a rabbit. You know, and they convince you that you're looking at a rabbit. Okay?
I think that's a good analogy. Also, I think we have to keep in mind that all computerized voter systems can be manipulated. Should we say that again? Computerized voting machines and systems can be manipulated by insiders. And is a far more likely scenario, probably, than outside hacking. What do you think, Mr. Funk?
And that's true. I was in Austin, Texas, giving testimony before the Texas House on election, and Clint Curtis was also there. Those of you who may not be familiar with Clint Curtis, he was asked, he worked for Yank Company, to write a vote switching software program to flip votes, and he thought they were just kidding. And so he kind of put one together. He thought it was so that they could determine if there was one on there. And he testified before Congress to this. And later, he found out what the real intent was. He quit Yank Company. He later filed against Mr. Feeney, Tom Feeney, who was the senator from there, who the program was being written for, and got defeated in the election. He again ran. This time, they loaded both sides of the ballots. He was defeated. And to this day, he's the top programmer, and he's working in a dollar store because of the happenings there. If you want to know an interesting story about an individual, you need to get the DVD called Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies. It's the story of Clint Curtis. And you'll be amazed at what has really transpired when you deal with these people. And like I say, Rice University, who at that same meeting had always been for the computers, spoke entirely for a paper ballot.
Now, you're aware that the state of Tennessee voted in that they would have paper ballots by 2010. And now the story is maybe it's going to be too costly. Maybe they can't get it done because of the downturn in the economy. And maybe they can look at it in 2012.
Look at every lie of man, don't they? Every lie. I mean, look at this thing that looked like a snake. It was a snake. Came before Eve, and I don't think he looked like a snake when he was before her. Looked like probably a very handsome man, and stood there and told her stories. He was a deceiver, and this deception has never stopped. And today we've got people coming out like legitimate people, like that Senator Hatch, and people look at him like, you know, next to the, on sitting on the right hand side of God, and they're not. They're terrible.
No.
Well, What goes on from here, Mr. Funk? We've aired now that these aren't giving us the right story. They have a lot of problems. They can be they can be hacked by most anyone, and then they could have insider influence that no one could even keep track of. So how come the sale goes so well to Mr. Herbert here in Utah, and we continue to have the voting machines? A lot of people have questions about the recent elections. Many people are unhappy and at unease in America like never before. What do you, besides writing the book, what can citizens do in regard to this? And your interest in writing a book, I think, is very well taken.
Well, and that's why I have to, because it's just like Gary said, they are continually deceiving people. And they label me as a troublemaker.
The music is coming. We'll go to break, and we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We have Mr. Bruce Funk on. I am totally apologetic for the lack of stamina and courage to inquire that we find in the state of Utah in regard to this issue. And it was interesting. I believe that these are the words of Bev Harris of Black Box Voting, but software coding is done by people called programmers. not elves or gnomes or gremlins or the mysterious unknown. So we need to keep some of these things in our minds as we speak to our friends and neighbors about electronic voting, that all computerized voting systems can be manipulated. And in the main of the story, manipulated by insiders with an agenda. So, you know, this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and hats off to the state of Tennessee that said paper ballots, but now they're saying maybe they can't get it done. Do you know of any other states that are going to paper ballots, Mr. Funk?
I recall a couple others, but I can't think of their names right off.
Well, I understood Maryland was doing something.
Yeah, and the thing that's interesting to me is that we can go to a paper ballot with very minimal cost and even keep the touchscreen machines, but we don't use them other than it prints out how the voter voted, and that's what is taken and turned in as to how the voter vote was. And I understand now the process that those can be easily read, put out on the web like in Humboldt County, and you know, you've not thrown out their golden egg, you know, the manufacturer. But we can do this and do it very economically. But no one sits down, no one in Utah cares, at least California, Secretary of State Bowen there, had the integrity to launch an investigation, you know, into these machines. But why Utah won't even do anything but covers everything up is just beyond me.
Now, with your job and how they tossed you out, were you able to get any kind of a pension or retirement or payoff or any kind of something to make it not so harsh on your experience as a employee of the state and then not?
Well, what I had given them prior to that meeting was that I had insisted that Diebold give me a certified letter to the five issues that were really concerning me. And then I said, if at that time, if those things weren't sufficiently answered and I didn't want to hinder the process, I would consider, you know, removing myself in June or July. I can't remember which it was. And so that's basically what they forced me on, is that they held me to that with threats of petitions against me, all kinds of things in meeting there. And that was by my county attorney, you know, who doesn't like me because I'm also the county auditor.
Okay, we're going to go to a break here, and we'll be back with the final moments of this hour.
With recent internet